This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Morning, Jim. Hey, Jim. Nice to see you getting into your music there. Playing the old air piano, eh?
Yes.
Wait till you move on to air guitar, then you'll really start buzzing. Maybe a wee bit of Hendrix and Foxy Lady.
You create such personal noise pollution.
You finished with the paper?
Knock yourself out, as you like to say.
What?
Nothing.
I can eat in the other room if it...
No, you're fine.
Good. Because it's a bit maudlin for first thing in the morning anyway.
My morning started 5 hours ago.
You can't deny a man a lying on his day rest.
It's not the cheeriest of pieces agreed, but it is rather beautiful. I confess, news of the death of one so young and so suddenly conjures a feeling of melancholy, coupled with a rather incongruous desire to live one's life to the full, don't you think?
Aye. Excuse me.
I'm reminded of the first time in decades of my childhood dream to learn the piano.
Well, if you haven't managed it at your age, it might be time to knock out on the heater.
Quite so.
You've not been hungry since breakfast yesterday. I'm worried about you, Joe. We all are.
Oh, useless.
Chloe and Eddie have managed to convince Will to stay for lunch. I know this time's never going to be easy, but George said the cottage is in a right mess. He tried to put some of the food there away, but once the fridge was filled, he didn't know what to do with the rest. Poor lamb. You don't have to avoid Will, you know. I don't think he's really talking much about Nick. He won't even talk about the funeral.
Why the devil would he want to talk about the funeral?
Joe.
For young Nick, eh? A young woman who was right as rain but 2 weeks ago.
Hey, Joe, stop. That's too heavy for
Don't
you.
Don't leave me be.
Hey, stop. Just stop. Well, you shouldn't be lugging a wheelbarrow at your age.
Why shouldn't I, eh? We're fixing to bury a child. Why shouldn't an old codger like me...
Do you want us to lose you too? At least tell me what you're doing out here.
Need to be rid of a lot of it. Cluttering up the world. It's people what matter. What's he going to do with all her things, eh? He's left with a house full of her things. And where's she?
Usually Roy has hundreds of them, and the one time I need one...
If there was anything I could offer, I would, honestly. But at the moment, we don't have anything.
It's okay. Thanks for trying. Now, back to finding a bag.
Don't worry, I can take them back as they are.
Adam, if your mother is good enough to cook for us, then we shouldn't be lazy in returning her dishes. In a bag, if I can find one.
Well, you'll have this quiche dish to add to them now.
Yes, I will. Roy and Kirsty will be pleased. It is very generous for three people.
I promise, if she'd listen to me, I'd stop her. I think baking is the only thing keeping Mum sane at the moment.
How's it all going with Lomid?
Oh, it just seems to keep escalating. That's how it feels, anyway.
I'm sorry, Adam.
Oh, thanks. Oh, then I think about Nick Grundy.
Oh, it's so sad. She was too young. When I think about her children.
And Will.
Her husband. Poor man. How is he?
Not doing too well, from what I hear.
Grief is so painful.
I think Brian felt the brunt of that when he went to see Will.
Oh, no, really?
Yep. They could both have done without that visit.
Joe, you can't blame yourself for what happened.
Says who?
Me, for one.
If I hadn't got her to fish out them useless things.
Well, they weren't useless to you.
It was things. Just things. And no frame or lampshade or nonsense gonna bring my Susan back, is it? Sitting in a box for years, gathering dust. I should have known that. I should have known that. And no idiot looking old one. Now, go on and let me be.
Right, I'll go. But if it's the blame game you want to play, then you might as well blame me while you're at it.
What?
Well, it was me that got Nick involved in the upcycling event in the first place.
No.
Yeah. If I hadn't asked her to take part, then she would have never been here collecting things for it, and your stuff would never...
No. That isn't what I'm saying. It ain't your fault.
Well, if it ain't mine, then it's not yours either. Blame's for people who wanted something to happen and intended it, and I know you didn't want... No one did. Oh, come in and have some lunch. Or stay out here. But if you're going to blame yourself, then remember, I'm as guilty as you are.
Emma, I was after Joe.
Good luck.
Joe, fancy a spot of lunch and a pie to the Bull? What's all this?
No, thank you, Jim Lloyd. I need to get rid of this lot.
Oh, right. Well, how about we clear all this up and go for a walk?
No, actually, Jim Lloyd, there is somewhere I need to go. If you wouldn't mind driving me.
Okay, so the quiche is very good.
Mm. How's the temping working out?
It's so... like crumbs from a cake, you know, a bit here, a bit there, never a whole piece. I've cleaned the cottage twice this week to keep myself occupied.
Going stir crazy.
Crazy, yeah, but it's...
Lexi, are you okay?
Yes, it's nothing serious.
You sure?
I don't want to be... I want to pay my way with Roy.
Oh, right. Well, do you need money?
No. No, Adam, I'm telling you as my friend.
Of course, sorry, I didn't mean to.
I've worked my whole life. I don't know what to do if I'm not working. Roy says he wouldn't take rent from me even if I wanted to, but it's important to me.
A matter of principle.
Exactly. Adam, will you please keep looking in case there is something for me at the farm or with someone you know?
Sure.
What?
Well, it's just... well, it's nothing really, but we're putting the covers over the polytunnels this week.
Great. Do you need an extra pair of hands?
Of course, but it is only a few hours.
No, I don't care. I'm happy to be working.
Well then, I'll see you tomorrow at 6.
Great.
I'm sorry it's nothing more, although hopefully once the pregnancy gets going...
What?
Well, you'll be a little more occupied.
Doing what? A pregnancy is not an illness or a weakness, Adam. It takes 9 months to grow a baby.
Right, yes. I'm being an idiot.
Yes. Sorry, but yes. Here, have some more quiche.
To shut me up?
To fatten you up. Help you and Ian be part of the whole experience.
Did you speak to the minister?
Too many people. Queue as long as... something very long.
Sunday, I suppose. I'd happily have waited, Joe.
No, it's all right. Didn't know what I wanted to ask her any road.
I'm sure Alan would be happy to talk.
I talked to him already. He's been round the house a couple of times.
Right. You don't often go to chapel, do you?
That don't mean nothing, Jim Lloyd.
No, sorry. As a heathen, I'm not much use, am I?
It's always the good dies young.
My mother used to say that.
Three people said it to me in the chapel when they was passing on their condolences.
I hope it's not true, eh?
Why? Young Nick was good?
Sorry, no, of course she was. I simply meant...
She took care of them kiddies as well. She helped out at St. Stephen's, you know.
I fear I put my foot in it. I simply meant that it implies those of us who live longer are not as good.
Well, maybe we ain't.
My apologies, Joe. Slip of the tongue. Nick was clearly a very good person. The whole village feels...
Except her own.
What?
She didn't think she was good at the end.
What do you mean?
Drop me off at the green, please.
Well, maybe we could have that pipe.
No, thank you.
Well, then, I'll take you home.
Just drop me off over there, please. We don't want to go home.
Hello?
Susan popped out for a minute to get some change. Sorry, Jazzy, you'll have to wait.
Or I could just shimmy on out of here and Susan would be none the wiser.
I don't think so.
Just kidding. Worth a try, though, eh? Anything interesting up there?
Oh, no, not really. Things for sale, a children's bike. Someone wants an upright piano. No jobs.
You sound desperate.
I put this notice up last week. Cleaning, babysitting, anything. No response. I have a few hours at home farm this week, but after that...
Oh, that's better than nothing. Why don't you come to the pub with me later? Celebrate.
It's not even 4 o'clock.
Exactly. And it's Sunday. I should be in there now, necking a bevy. Thanks for the reminder. Be seeing you, Lexi.
Hey, what about the money?
I'll tell Susan I'll be in the morning to pay her.
Oh, unbelievable.
Hey, Joe. Joe. Spite if I join you.
Please yourself.
Fancy some pie?
No, thank you.
You sure? Oh, well. Fancy a pint? Mash out. What? Joe Grundy refusing a pint? That's a first.
Do you believe good people die young, Jesse McCreary?
Oh, that's a really big question you've got there. I believe that people tell themselves what they want to hear when the truth's unbearable. How is Will?
Don't know. Haven't seen him since Thursday last.
Don't think I could get out of bed if it happened to me. I'm the kind of idiot that finds solace at the bottom of a bottle, but with the wins, do you think about...
Four? Four kiddies. One of them not much more than a babby. When I think of what that lad's got ahead of him. I lost my Susan before her time. I had two boys to deal with by myself. Hardest thing I ever done. At least they was grown. Young men they was. But I remember two of them after the funeral standing in the kitchen they was. Crying like babbies. How can I look him in the eye when I know what he's got coming?
Mama always says, you've just got to put one foot in front of the other. The rest will take care of itself.
Well, make sure you discuss it with her when she's back. Thanks. Bye. Ruth, good morning.
Hi.
You off to Jenny?
Is she about?
Oh, well, she's out getting supplies, I'm afraid. Kate's back from South Africa tomorrow. Apparently all these biscuits Jenny's made won't do. Vegan parmiers are a must for afternoon tea.
Okay.
Anyway, things are a little busy at the moment, so I should get home.
Yeah, it's all systems go at Lumi too.
Well, as I said, things are a little busy.
Any update while I'm here?
Update?
On the effects of the toxic poisoning. Has business been affected by what's been discovered?
No, business is going on as usual. With the added pleasure of dealing with the Environment Agency, of course. But that's to be expected. We must deal with the matter at hand.
I was sorry to hear Adam lost a buyer.
You've heard?
He told us just now. I drove David over. They're going to Feltisham for a conference on blackgrass.
Oh, yes.
He seemed disappointed.
Well, he would be. Buyers ought to be more loyal, especially given Adam's growing methods. It's clearly impossible for the strawberries to be contaminated by anything in the soil. We're on the tabletop system.
We all know how rough bad publicity can be.
Yes, we do.
But there's nothing to worry about at the moment.
Ruth, there have been a few setbacks at Home Farm recently, but I can assure you they're of no long-term concern to me or anyone else.
Good, I was
wondering... Now, if you'll excuse me. Justin, hi.
Ah, thought I'd find you in here. Is the coffee still hot?
Yeah.
Right. So, what did you think of Saul? Nah, I agree, nothing new there. Apparently, speaker number 2 is the one with the interesting ideas. He's been doing some research. You might want to speak to him. He's over there, look, see? It's the guy with the glasses and the ginger sideburns.
I probably won't stay for the second speaker.
What? Why?
I've got a lot on at the moment. Do you mind leaving early, or can you make your own way back?
Adam, it's more useful for you to be here than me.
I was hoping for a few ideas. And a pint on the way home, to be honest.
I'm not in the mood, David.
Sorry, mate, of course you're not. I'm sorry about your buyer pulling out too, and Price Bowman. Can't be easy for any of you at the moment.
It's not.
I heard Will had it out with Brian.
Yeah, not pleasant.
Yeah, that didn't help a bit.
He pretty much blamed Brian for Nick's death.
What? It's big. Clary said he had a spat with Joe, too.
Wouldn't surprise me. I bet he's blaming everyone right now. Brian took it on the chin, but I know it got to him, especially with everything else.
How could it not?
And to top it all off, all anyone wants to talk about here is the pollution of the Am. How Home Farm's responsible. Brian's not going to be pleased to hear words spreading so quickly.
Right.
You heard things too?
Yeah, more than once, I'm afraid.
I'm not sticking around for more of that.
Adam, it could happen to anyone. These guys know that.
But it didn't, did it?
Look, just stay for a little while longer. We can nip off early for that pint. You look like you could use a break.
Adam Macy.
Here we go.
From Home Farm?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Michael Park. Good to meet you. I was wondering if I could have a word after the conference.
Actually, I'm about to leave.
Before the next speaker?
Yes, I need to get back.
Oh, that's a pity. And Monty's a friend. Could I grab a few minutes with you before you leave?
Any idea what it's about? Sorry, David Archer.
Ah, nice to meet you, David. And it's Mr. Macy's expertise in soil health I'm interested in.
Oh, yeah?
See, I've received some funding to set up a farmer's self-help group for the county, and I believe Mr. Macy would have a lot to offer the enterprise.
Hiya, it's just me.
Shh.
Oh, sorry, Will. I didn't say Poppy was asleep.
How'd you get in?
Well, Clary gave me the key, just to drop some milk and bread in and snacks for Poppy.
What?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I was out on errands anyway, and I thought I might make you two some lunch while I'm here. Jammy Dodgers and crisps, eh?
I'll leave it. I'll do it later when she's awake.
No, you're all right. Oh, Will, what a mess. Will, I think this pie's had its day.
He said leave it.
Look, I'll do it when Poppy's up.
Well, it's no bother, really.
It bothers me.
Oh. Well, I'll just put this stuff away then.
I'll do it later.
Look, have you eaten anything? I mean a meal.
You think I'm not feeding her properly?
No, I'm just trying to help. Your mum asked me to.
I told Mum not to mess with anything. Look, Poppy had toast, OK? Toast and a glass of milk. I'm not keeping her on sweets and crisps, you know.
I wasn't saying... Maybe you should put her down somewhere so she can get some proper rest.
She's fine in my lap. It's where she finally dozed off.
Well, she'll have neck ache when she wakes up if she stays in that position.
Well, I don't want that, do I? All right, I'll put her in bed.
Sure. And if you want to change and... freshen yourself up.
Yeah, close the door behind you on your way out.
Right.
Well, the overall goal is to improve the health of our soils. From the initial feedback, I hope to get between 20 and 30 farmers from within the county with a specialist interest in the subject.
Uh-huh. Sounds great. And what would you be looking to do with the group?
Everything they'll need to support each other, really. I'm hoping they'll share their own experiences, visit each other's farms, swap ideas and techniques, and get specialist speakers in as and when.
Count me in. I'm flattered you thought of me.
Your reputation as a pioneer of work with herbal lays and mob grazing precedes you, Adam. To have someone like you in the county is an asset that shouldn't be overlooked. I'd very much like you to be on the organising committee, and maybe host a Soils Open Day later in the year.
Wow. Well, as I said, Michael, it all sounds good to me.
Great. Now, we're still in the initial stages at the moment, but it's great to get your interest. When I've firmed up numbers and farm locations, we'll be back in touch, if that's okay.
You have my details. Feel free.
Good to meet you face to face, Adam. I'll be in touch.
Likewise. And I look forward to it.
Adam? Saw you two talking. Thought I'd leave you to it. All good?
Yeah. All great, actually.
Really? What did he want?
How about I fill you in over that pint?
Now you're talking.
Well, you look nice and... Will, with your shirt
on. Still here, then?
Don't worry, I'm on my way out. Made you a sandwich and a brew. Here, sit down.
No, I'm not hungry.
I'll be out your way in a sec, Will, but you have to eat. For your kid's sake.
I'm fine. Just a rough night with Poppy, that's all.
Yeah, of course. I don't suppose Joe's been over to see you?
Oh, you're enjoying this.
What?
Why are you here?
I wanted to come round and see how you're doing.
Well, I'm okay. As a matter of fact, I was working on these figures for Brian last night. Going to go see him today, so...
Is that a good idea? I mean, after what happened last week.
I heard about that too, did you? Well, it's my job, and Brian's an understanding
bloke.
Yeah,
of course he is. He said you've got nothing to worry about, and Pete's covering anything that needs doing.
What?
Just till you find your feet.
I'm not a child, Emma.
I'm not saying you are.
And that is the first I've heard.
Look, Will, don't jump to conclusions.
I'll do whatever I see fit, and if you... I told you... I'd sort this lot out.
I only washed up and wiped the surfaces down. Some of the food had to go, but the fridge is still pretty full. What are you doing?
Nick doesn't like him like that. Chips the rims if you put mugs upside down.
Oh, I didn't realise.
No. So you should have listened to me, shouldn't... Where did you get this from?
I don't know. I picked them up from all over.
It's the one Nick had that morning.
Oh.
Put it on the window ledge, someone wouldn't.
And I'm so sorry.
Just go.
I only wanted to help, Will.
If you really want to help, get out.
I'm sorry.
It's understandable he wanted to bail. I mean, at least three guys mentioned it to me before the first speaker got going.
So word's spreading.
Yeah. And fast, by the look of it.
Did he say why Alice's firm was pulling out?
Nope. Well, at least not to me. It was clear Adam was in no mood to linger on the subject, and I don't blame him, if I'm honest.
So it is down to Law Mead. Nothing else.
With all the clean-up contractors swarming about the village.
Well, it can't be good for the reputation. No wonder he was so snappy at me this morning.
What, Adam?
Brian.
Oh.
After you guys left. Nicest play when he thought I was there to see Jennifer. But the minute I asked him for any updates on the situation with the farm, he made me feel like a spoilt child for asking.
Well, it's hardly the best time to be quizzing him.
I've been entrusted with the role of representing Rory's interests in that farm. Brian didn't even mention Price Bowman pulling out as well.
Well, he wouldn't want to advertise it, would he?
Well, that's not the point. I should be updated as a matter of course.
Just give him a little time, Ruth. I'm sure he'll come to you himself.
Thanks. No, I appreciate it, really. Yeah, bye now. Will, what a surprise.
Oh, I brought the figures over.
Figures?
For the shoot.
Oh, you didn't have to.
Oh, I thought I might as well discuss them with you in person, if you've got a minute.
Right. Is that Poppy in the car?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you go to the house? Wait there with Jenny. She'd been cooking. Poppy'd love some biscuits or something.
Nah, you're all right. We've eaten, thanks. But I was actually here
Will,
to discuss...
Will, are you sure you're all right? You really must take all the time you need.
I'm fine.
As I explained to Eddie and Clary, Pete's here to handle anything we need for the shoot. I mean, surely you should be with your family now.
Look, if this is about last time, I was not myself.
No, come on. Don't worry about that. You've got enough on your plate.
I can handle it, Brian.
Will, your little girl's in the car. You both look as though you've had no sleep. Your shirt's inside out.
What? Oh, no.
It's okay. No one is expecting you to be back at work. You need more time.
I do not need more time. Why does everyone keep telling me I can't cope? My shirt's on inside out because I was in a rush and I didn't get much sleep.
Right.
You know, Poppy needed me through the night, like last night and the one before that.
All right.
Well, I was working on these figures in the early hours after she fell asleep.
Well, you didn't need to do that. The children are your priority now.
I know that. I don't need more time and I don't need help. I need to work and earn and be there for my... You know what? You can stuff your job, Brian. And your advice.
Will, this is all a misunderstanding. That's not what I meant. Will! Oh, blast!
Oh, hardly recognise any of these dresses.
Oh, Mum, just put them in the wardrobe. I'll sort them out later.
Ah, don't tell me she's got you doing her unpacking.
Adam!
That one's chipper.
Oh, I am indeed.
I'm just giving her a hand before lunch.
It's like her teens never ended.
Ha ha, not funny.
To be fair to Kate, I offered to help.
See?
I believe you. Thousands wouldn't.
Well, you look quite pleased with yourself, Adam.
Actually, I am. I...
No, me first. I was filling Mum in on my trip.
Kate!
That's fine, Mum. Do continue, Kate.
Thank you. I think you would have been proud of me, actually. Nolitando settled in pretty quickly, and I even met Lucas's new partner, Safiwe.
Oh, this I've got to hear.
Well, she was really nice.
What? No handbags at dawn?
No, really she was. We got on quite well. I think I rather shocked Lucas, actually. Safiwe was a lot easier to get along with than I expected. And, little older than I expected, too.
And there it is.
What?
So she was nice because she was old and haggard. And not a young nymph.
Adam?
No. I mean, don't get me wrong. She's pretty in her own way.
Backhanded compliment.
She is. Had she been pretty and younger than me, it might have been more difficult to get along with her. Oh, Mum.
Well, I'm proud of you, darling.
Don't egg her on.
Thank you, Mum. You don't understand. It's not the same for women. You know how tough it was if you had to watch your husband frolicking on the beach with a pretty young thing, wouldn't he, Mum?
Well... He won't be your husband for much longer, darling, now the divorce proceedings have started.
Yeah, exactly.
And you did right to stay and settle Nolitando in, and it sounds as though things are actually improving with Sipo.
Well, he managed to be in the same room as me without going off on one, so that's progress enough.
Well, that's good.
Though there was much silent eye-rolling going on. Sipo could turn it into an Olympic sport.
Well done you for not rising to it. You'll find your way back to him.
She's lucky to have you, Mum.
Well, I'm really pleased to have her back.
And it's good to be back, I tell you. I love South Africa, but if I'd had to spend another evening at the dinner table with Lucas's parents...
No change there, then?
Nope. I almost feel sorry for Safiwe. She's got her work cut out there.
Almost?
Stop it!
Philip, we're here because you wanted to discuss something. Urgent?
Right, yeah. Well, it seems a bit silly now.
Mm. Well, you've got 15 minutes.
It's about me and Kirsty.
You just said it's going well.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Good. Isn't that good?
Not quite. Did you know she likes bees?
Bees?
Bees. She's been helping Jill Archer. Loves it. Jill's even let her do some of the basic beekeeping jobs by herself.
Oh, I didn't know she helped Jill with the hives.
Nor me. You see, Kirsty asked me if I fancy doing some stuff with her and Jill's bees... And I said yes, didn't I?
I don't know, did you?
I did, yeah. We were talking about spending some time together, you know, things we'd like to do. Then she remembers she told Jill she'd do some stuff for the bees. Well, I'm still nodding like a fool. Before I know it, we're having a pre-cinema beekeeping session at Jill's on Thursday.
And the problem is?
The bees.
What? You don't like bees?
Alistair, I don't just not like them. I'm petrified of them.
You're kidding. Right, sorry, so you're not kidding.
Look, there's no need to apologise. I know how ridiculous it sounds.
No, it's...
The thing is, now I've accepted, with enthusiasm, I don't know what to do. If I cry off, she'll wonder why I've changed my mind. Besides, I really want to see her.
What if you told her the truth?
Oh.
Kirsty is a great girl, Philip. I can't believe she'd write you off because of a minor fear of bees. She might laugh, but she won't hold it against you.
Oh, just the thought of those hives with hundreds and thousands of them crawling all over each other.
You would be wearing the protective suit.
Yeah, but what if one of them got into the suit with me? It does happen, you know.
Right, what you need is a stiff drink.
Why, does the smell repel the little blighters?
No, a little Dutch courage before you ring Kirsty and tell her what you just told me.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
You'll be fine. You tell her how you feel about her, all those things you've been saying to me, and then you fess up.
I really don't think I can.
Stay there and let me get you that drink. Dad?
Alistair. Sneaky pub lunch, eh?
I wish.
I did see you in the back with Philip, but he seemed a little clandestine.
Oh, believe it or not, I'm playing the agony aunt.
Oh, what do you know about matters of the heart?
Oh, thanks, Dad. What are you here for? Oh, I forgot. You're retired, so every day's a jolly.
I'm actually with Joe.
Oh.
How is he?
I've no idea. It's as if he's taken a vow of silence. Oh, at least he's drinking again. And I'm having to keep up.
Mm. And cough up.
Well, Joe is Joe, of course, but at a time like this, I'm more than happy to foot the bill.
You can really put them away, Dad. Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Sometimes, dear boy, a man must match his brother step for step without hesitation.
Right. Well, I need to get Philip a drink, then I'm off to an appointment.
Ah, that's what I was wondering. I don't suppose you have an appointment anywhere near Loxley Barrett this afternoon?
I might. Why?
Excellent. I'll catch a lift with you. There's someone I'd like to see there, and I'm afraid I may have had one too many to get behind the wheel myself.
What's refreshing is that the new buyer understands our produce and methods. Our strawberries are not affected by the soil at Low Mead.
Oh, I'm so relieved for you, Adam. Your hard work's paid off. That's what matters.
Absolutely.
Well, it's only 50% of the sales we've lost, but it's a start.
Mm.
This company supplies catering outlets, so the bad publicity doesn't concern them as much. Well, I better get back to it. Thanks for a lovely lunch, Mum.
It's okay, darling. And I'm so proud of you for that offer from Michael Park, was it?
Yes, though nothing set in stone yet.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Oh, it's good to know your reputation can withstand the problems we're having.
Yeah, I must admit, I was hoping it would have all blown over. The insurance would have paid up by now.
Oh, yes.
They will. I'm hopeful, Mum. Well, I'll leave you ladies of leisure to it.
Oh, not for long. I'll be back in the saddle with Spiritual Home from tomorrow.
Good to have you back, Kate.
Bye, darling. Oh, it's such a relief to have some good news at last.
I know. Oh, I can't wait to get back to Spiritual Home. I really missed it. Oh, I might book myself a few treatments if they've got space for me. And Lucy said there's a youth group from Birmingham who are interested in booking the yurts.
Yeah, I think she may have mentioned it to us when she stopped by the other day. Mm. But your father wasn't keen.
Oh, he'll be back soon, I'd imagine. His last appointment was half an hour ago, so he won't be long now.
I just wanted to pass this on to him, actually. Thank you for this afternoon.
Oh, now I'm intrigued.
I bent his ear about something at the Bull. Alistair was working, so he couldn't have a drink. Thought I'd make up for it with a bottle.
Oh, very nice bottle, too. What exactly did he help you with?
Why, it's silly, really.
Oh, well, I was about to pour myself a quick glass of something while I wait for him. You'd care to join me?
If you're sure I'm not disturbing.
No, at least you'll miss the downpour. Those clouds have been threatening rain all day.
Alistair!
It's unlocked.
Let me in, it's raining.
I said it's unlocked.
Oh, did you have to lock the doors?
I'm soaked. You said 15 minutes. That was more like three quarters of an hour.
You better get going then, hadn't you? You'll need to do a U-turn here.
Thank you. I am the one who drove you here, Dad.
You're not going to be in a huff the entire drive back, are you?
I was hoping to get home early, that's all.
Well, sorry, but needs must.
Well, are you going to tell me who that was?
Miss Kiki Pratchett.
And your reason for visiting Miss Kiki Pratchett?
I'm grabbing a childhood dream by the horns. I've booked my first piano lesson for Saturday.
That's what you came for?
Yes.
You were in there 45 minutes.
She was a very interesting, personable woman.
You do know we have phones for this type of thing. You didn't have to book in person.
On the contrary, Alistair. The teacher-student relationship is based on more than just an exchange of ideas. I should know.
But that's not...
For something as complex and mysterious as mastering a musical instrument, one needs to form the correct bond with one's instructor.
And did you? With Kiki?
Indeed. I looked right into the whites of her eyes. She seemed diligent, clearly very popular. She had an entire wall of thank you cards.
Isn't there an age limit for acquiring such skills?
Nonsense! Only you could think that, having given up the dream after only 2 months.
I was 12, and anyway, it wasn't my dream. Clearly, it was yours.
It's a left here.
I know. It was the long pause that worried me.
Oh, I can imagine. You even seem nervous telling me about it.
I know. Kirsty's so gung-ho, so clear about what she thinks, what she wants.
It's early days, I know, but I really did fear I'd ruined my chances.
Well, you haven't. Look at you, lit up like a light bulb just talking about her.
Well, it's thanks to your husband that I came clean.
I'm surprised Alistair was any use.
Oh?
Sorry, I didn't mean... I mean, we're both a little rusty in the romance department.
Well, I'm very glad I roped him in.
Oh, sorry, Shula. We're a bit wet.
Jim, hello. Everything okay, Alistair? I was expecting you home an hour ago.
Dad's invited himself for dinner.
If it's any trouble...
No, of course not.
Philip, hi, I didn't see you there. Everything okay?
Yep, very okay.
Good.
Philip brought you this as a thank you.
Oh, very nice. Things must have gone well.
We could have it with dinner.
Well, I should leave you to it.
No, stay. I'll just get Jim a towel.
Yeah, stay and have dinner with us. The more the merrier. And you can fill me in.
It was exactly as you predicted. She did have a laugh, then suggested I come along anyway and observe from a safe distance.
Well, that's very brave of you.
Or stupid.
What's this? The advice Alistair's been giving you?
Work the treat.
There's a surprise.
Here you are, Jim.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, so, are you staying, Philip?
I've twisted his arm.
Excellent. We can hear more of the loved-up teen life you've been leading.
Oh, anything to drown out Dad and his childhood dream.
Oh, what's this, then?
Piano lessons.
Really?
Yes, really.
Well, that's wonderful, Jim.
Is it?
Let me pour you two a drink. It seems everyone's got a glint in their eye about something or someone tonight. We should join the club, Alistair.
Should we?
Ignore him, Shula. He's been a misery gut since we left Loxley Barrett. I, for one, am very excited. We should raise a glass to new beginnings.
New beginnings?
Yes. In love.
And music. Come on, Alistair, your turn.
No, Dad, you can keep your enthusiastic proclamations to yourself. Some of us are content just as we are. Aren't we, darling?
To new beginnings.
New beginnings.
That's huge. What is it, like 60 inches?
70, more like. Now you're talking.
It'll be all screen and no walls.
What's wrong with that?
We live in a cottage, not a loft apartment.
All right. We're here to get you out the house, remember?
What, to look at tellies that we can't afford?
There's no harm in looking.
Except that we need to get all our jobs done today. From the list. You know, I'm covering Emma's morning shift tomorrow, so
love,
I don't...
Love, you need to take a breather, all right? If you work all week and you're stuck at home doing DIY all weekend, you'll burn out.
Well, you looking at massive screens at silly prices isn't exactly relaxing.
Sorry, but we had a deal. If you want that second-hand leather chair in the TV corner, then we'll need a wall-mounted screen.
It's not second-hand. It's salvaged. Me and Nick found it. Now, I could tell that she wanted it too, but she insisted that I take it to celebrate being owners of Woodbine now.
Oh, come here. I'm so sorry you've lost her, mate. I'm rubbish, aren't I?
I keep expecting her to walk in at the tea room, rushing between school pickups and shopping and life.
The chair's in the den, in the TV corner. No arguments from me.
Thanks.
Come on, let's get out of here.
That's it. Step away from the TV screen.
Have you ever thought about being a copper?
Oh, we need to pick up something for Alice and Chris while we're out. Won't get a chance tomorrow.
Remind me again why they've invited us over tomorrow evening.
Well, it's just dinner and a catch-up, really. Oh. It's sweet. I think she knows I could do with a night of just not thinking about anything serious.
Ah, you got to give it to them. Alice and Chris are a laugh. It'll be fun.
Pigs.
Yeah, all I'm saying is, with Neil taking the new job, it's a chance to test it out. See if it suits. If it works, there's a chance to buy him out and run a pig enterprise full time.
Where would you be running this enterprise from?
Well, if we could secure the Hollow Tree land in the longer term.
How long?
Say 2 years, then it'd be perfect for all involved. What?
Artisan gin maker to pig farmer. It's a bit of a leap, mate. Things that desperate already.
What?
You know they say that's the first thing to go out the window when you become a parent.
Oh, Josh.
Your dreams. But Pip hasn't even had the baby yet. Isn't it a bit early to be giving up on the gin?
I'm not giving up.
I guess it's sort of commendable that you're already thinking about upping your income. But adding pigs to your list of things I've tried and failed at...
Actually...
It's a bit desperate.
Josh, the gin business is fine for me right now, thanks.
Good.
Because I'm not sure Dad would be too keen.
The pig enterprise would be for Rex.
Oh. Hmm. So Rex would be running pigs here, at Hollow Tree?
Yes. If David agreed.
Right.
So, do you think your dad might agree to extending the tenancy?
If it was for you, it would be a definite no.
It's not.
Mainly because you're not really a farmer anymore with the gin, but also because you're Pip's baby father.
Josh!
But he might give Rex a shot at it, especially if it was helping Neil too.
Sure. Yeah, Neil said as much. If there's no one to take over, he'd have to sell the herd, shut it down.
And Rex is up for it.
Of course.
Well, then go for it. What?
I don't suppose you'd ask your dad for us. Please.
Hey, Jim. You all right sitting there on your Todd?
Jazza! I'm actually waiting for Joe.
Oh, aye. Bet he could use the company and the booze.
Quite. Except he hasn't turned up yet.
What's that you're doodling?
A rudimentary map of the living room.
Oh, I saw it.
I'm doing it, Jazza.
Doing what?
Taking the plunge.
You've lost me.
Piano lessons. I've booked my first. And I've even located an upright for sale not too far away. I just need to make sure we can find space in the living room.
A piano in your living room?
Well, I shouldn't think it'll present too much of a problem.
Right, so now this rectangle here's the sofa.
Correct.
But you've shifted it to...
It's still perfectly usable, and you can still see the television, just not from that end. But one must expect small sacrifices for one's passion.
Steady on now, Jim. Is it really a passion? You only mentioned it Sunday morning.
Oh, but it's been burning away inside for many years now. Actually, I could do with your help. After a drink or two with Joe, I'm going to go home and shift a few things about. Could you lend a helping hand?
There's too much packaging in the world.
Right. This bare bit is finally done.
Not quite. We've still got to put the handles on.
Shouldn't be too taxing.
Ah, here they are.
What?
The instructions.
Look, it's a chest of drawers, my love, not the Krypton Factor final. It's done now anyway.
Well, would have been a lot quicker with the instructions, that's all I'm saying.
What the hell are these?
They're the handles. They're great, aren't they?
Oh, which way's up?
Like little mini sculptures. Alice has got a dresser with similar ones. I've always liked it.
If Alien and Predator had a baby, I reckon it'd look like one of these. How am I supposed to attach them?
Well, let's read the instructions, shall we?
Toby, over here.
I got your text. I've been in here long.
Oh, no. I was just talking to Jazza, but he wandered off a minute ago.
Oh, I think he's over there with Jim. So, you had a chance to speak to your dad then?
Yes.
And?
He said he'd be up for it.
Really?
Yeah. Only because he trusts Rex to run a sensible operation.
Of course. And it is for Rex, as I said. Mm. Thanks, Josh. Let me get you a drink.
Sorry, Joe. Was a no-show?
Yes, me too. Sorry, but not surprised. He's not been himself since Nick's death.
Aye. It's to be expected.
Oh, well, I suppose we better go and shift some furniture around.
Evening, Jim Lloyd.
Joe, you made it.
I'll leave you to it, eh?
Sorry I'm late.
Not at all. I took the liberty of ordering you a pint of Shires.
Right you are.
Right, I'm back. So, how'd it go with Toby? Saw him come in and make a beeline for you.
Huh?
Toby, keep up.
Oh, yeah, he was pleased. He's gone to get me a drink.
Just the one? Surely it's worth more than that.
Well, he's got to watch the pennies now, remember?
Oh, aye. He's expecting a mini-me.
It's just good to help with an opportunity for Rex.
Aye, of course it is. And it's got nothing to do with Rex being on hand for your business needs when he's running pigs at Hollow Tree.
I don't know what you mean.
I'm sure you don't. This is me you're talking to. Right, back to important matters. Josh, I need help.
You too?
This isn't like Toby, this is an emergency.
I'm all ears.
At this very moment, the Professor's drawn out a plan for my destruction.
You've lost me.
Jim, he's planning on messing with my perfect man space. He wants to get a piano in the living room. The man's booked lessons.
Not sure I can help you there.
But you're smiling at my life's ruined. You see where he's planning to put the sofa? Need me a box set Benji's for me with a telly at that angle?
Oh, that's not your only worry.
What?
If he's taking lessons, he'll be playing scales, won't he? Practicing day and night.
Cheers.
I don't mean to laugh, mate.
Clearly.
I'd imagine he needs all the support he can get right now.
Oh, let me be, Jim Lloyd.
You know, the thing that's eating away at you is the same thing eating away at Will.
Yeah.
You could be a tonic for each other.
This here's the tonic I need. He's got his father for the rest.
Well, I'm sure Ed is a big support for Will, but why don't you just go and see him?
Has Clary been bending your ear?
Does it make any difference if she has?
I wouldn't know what to say to him.
Share your memories of Nick. I was talking to Alan yesterday. He was praising the way she jumped in to take on the nativity at St. Stephen's. Clearly it was a big ask for a busy mother. But she did. For the good of the village and the church. Just like you said, she was a good person. Start there and see where you end up.
I should have known Nick was going. Her William was right. Should have been him set beside her when she went.
There's no room for should-haves in life, Joe. For better or worse, it was you sitting beside Nick when she spoke her last words. Angry or not, your grandson will want to hear them. Want to talk about her with you.
I'll be seeing you, Prof.
Good man. No time like the present.
Ah, Jim, you're still here.
Hi, Jim.
Good evening, Josh. Excellent timing. I'm heading home now, Jazza. Have you recruited Josh to help us?
No, wait. We've got a solution. I mean, a suggestion.
I'm all ears.
Oh, see, young Josh knows a thing or two about pianos.
Keyboards, actually, Jim.
And we got to thinking, why got you all the trouble moving the furniture about and getting a piano picked up and delivered to your gaff?
Getting it tuned.
Oh, aye, the tuning malarkey. I know this has to happen before you even play a single note.
Whereas with a keyboard, you plug it in and off you go.
And when you're done,
you simply pack it away.
No fuss, no bother. Job done.
And I happen to know where you can get one. A good one. In mint condition for a very reasonable price.
Joe?
I was just passing.
Oh, come in. You don't need to stand outside.
Yeah.
How have you been keeping?
Oh, fine.
I was very sorry to hear about Nick, Joe. I've seen the rest of the family, but I haven't had a chance to pass on my condolences to you or Will.
Thank you.
Of course.
Joe! Oh, it's good to see you. Well, come in, sit down, Harrison.
I asked.
Well, thank you. No, I won't sit.
So,
I'll take over with dinner.
Okay.
See you, Joe. Take care of yourself.
Bye. She's a sweet girl, is Fallon Rogers.
Yeah, just not when you're doing DIY.
You take care of her. Well, that's all I come to see.
I will.
Made any progress on that hit and run, by the way?
Oh, Matt Crawford, you mean?
Ah.
I'm afraid the case is still open.
Yeah, but it's been a while now, hasn't it? The police done nothing to catch the culprit, eh? Oh, there'll be some young speeder with a big car and more money than sense.
Well, I mean, we are...
Some lout who'd had one too many and should have known better, eh?
Well, I know it's frustrating, Joe. It is for the police too, but we're doing all we can.
Well, How long will you keep it open, then, the case?
Oh, don't worry, it'll stay open for the foreseeable future.
Oh.
Someone was badly injured and left for dead by the side of the road. It's a serious matter, and we're duty-bound to try and find out who did it.
Yeah, well, there'll be some townie doing motorway speeds on country lanes for the heck of it. You mark my words.
Maybe.
Yeah, well... Right, are you best be off?
I can understand why you'd want it to be an outsider, Joe. You won't want to believe it about someone you know, would you?
No. No, you wouldn't.
Mum said not to talk to Dad about it because this whole toxic nonsense is weighing most heavily on him. And then Adam tells me not to say anything to Mum for exactly the same reason.
So you decided to come here and let off steam?
Oh, well, it was here all go chasing after Adam and his quad bike.
Oh, at least you're honest.
Thank you. And of course, just as I'm being held back from Dad, Eddie strolls right in for a quick word and gets sent straight through to the office.
Well, Eddie's grieving, Kate. Mum's hardly likely to make him wait around.
No, of course not. I didn't mean it like that. Of course I didn't. It's just... Nearly all of my Easter promotion bookings have cancelled, which is disappointing enough without crazy Starlight O'Hara and her poisonous Instagram.
She's actually called Starlight?
Yes, you've met her. She's my Reiki massage therapist. Or was.
Oh, the one with the mascara.
Yes. Oh. And now she feels she can't work at Spiritual Home. Her Instagram actually says, "How can you detox in a toxic environment?" with a picture of the spacesuits and equipment at Lowmead. Look.
Ugh, cow. Look, sit down, Kate. You're making my head spin.
Sorry, and I know you're getting ready for your dinner tonight, but I'll explode if I hold all of this in.
It's fine, as long as you stop pacing.
Right. Better?
Yes, thanks.
Anyway, isn't it just Fallon and Harrison? Why all the tableware?
It's more for Chris, to make up for being a grump last week.
Make up for it? Price Bauman pulled out. You had every right to hit the roof. You worked so hard for that deal. How can you be so calm?
I did work extremely hard over that deal. And it all goes belly up with one nod from the bosses. All those extra hours trying to impress suits in conference rooms when I could have been here with Chris.
Ugh, you guys are so in love. While Muggins here is getting a divorce.
Adam told me all about Lucas's old hag.
Oh, I didn't call her that. Oh, what's the use? You guys can be so immature sometimes. Look, why don't we crack open a bottle of something expensive from Dad's cellar?
Okay.
What? I'll do the pinching. You'll still have plenty of time to cook. I'll help.
You need to go and sort things out with Spiritual Home.
Well, just a little tipple before I head off then.
No, sorry, but I'm not going to let anything spoil tonight. You know what we're like. Chris will have to peel us off the floor. And all the business at Lowmead, Kate. It is what it is. Like Dad says, we can't help what's happened. Eventually it should all begin to blow over.
Meanwhile, it's tumbleweed for Spiritual Home. You know, just the other day I turned down a youth group from Birmingham who wanted to use the yurts. Now with all my therapists gone, they might be the only chance of customers I have left.
Well, they'd probably feel at home with the bulldozers and noise pollution.
Exactly. Oh, this is so depressing.
There are other therapists, you know.
Apparently not. All my regulars have joined the Starlight Express out of here. They're boycotting me. Oh, it's Mum.
Yep. Call her. She's worried about you. Get out of your way. I need to call Chris.
Fine. But if she starts, I'm not holding back.
Okay. I'll just be outside.
Yep.
Me, again.
Right, what are you after now? Dried rose petals and pistachio dust?
I only asked for dried mint and tahini.
Oh, and Greek yogurt and fresh coriander.
Well, that's what husbands are for. Forgotten ingredients.
So, what's up now?
Nothing. I wanted to say I love you.
Oh.
And I can't wait to spend time with you and our friends tonight.
Oh. What? Is your sister still there?
Yeah.
Ah, so that's why you're really calling. Is she getting a bit much?
So, I thought if we wanted to dance off dessert, we could all head over to the club night after. Eh?
I don't know. I'm too tired to think beyond dinner, to be honest, Harrison. It's been mad here today. The coach party's only just left. But you can go ahead if you want.
Oh, I want us both to go. I thought you were looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am, but... We're invited to dinner. We can't just stuff our faces and then nip off for a dance.
Oh, don't be daft. It's Alice we're talking about. She'll be the first one out the door.
Actually, yeah, you're probably right. Well, why not? We'll see what they think, and if it's all good, we'll head over.
Oh, great.
Do you have to do that now? My clothes will stink of onions and garlic.
We can stay for dinner if you like.
Alas, I'm shopping with our dear parents.
Well, go easy on them. And my olives!
Fine. If you're going to be like that, I better be off. Oh, and Adam said we're supposed to discuss what we're doing for Mother's Day.
We'll be at Susan and Neil's in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I'll be free from lunchtime onwards.
Great. Well, he said something about a pop-up food festival in Brampton Green. I'll text you when we've arranged the timings.
Such a gorgeous walk up to the front of the nest, isn't it?
Aye, I've seen worse.
Once we get Woodbine sorted out on the inside, then we can start thinking about the front and the back garden.
If we ever finish.
You have to think positive.
Oh, Fallon, love, there's no use comparing Woodbine to Alice's gather. They've been in it for a while now and they've got it exactly how they want it.
No, I'm not comparing.
Oh, especially when we're slap bang in the middle of DIY hell and on a budget tight one.
No, all I mean
look, if you
is...
have to compare...
Harrison!
I'm a bit lower than an Aldridge, the lauded.
She's actually a Carter.
Oh, well, thanks, Sherlock. What I'm trying to say is, once an Aldridge, always an Aldridge. Know what I mean?
I can't even talk to you about the garden, can I?
Not since you've vetoed the telly, no.
It wouldn't actually fit in the cottage.
Oh, it's all, I wish our lives were more like Chris and Alice's. Oh, Chris and Alice's house is so perfect.
That is not what I do.
Oh, hey, look, they can probably hear us now. Oh. Quick, pretend we're happy and perfect too.
Oh, come on.
Prosecco's on me. Alice, everything all right?
Fallon! Oh, sorry, where are my manners?
Hi. That's all right.
Oh,
smells lovely.
Is Harrison all right?
Yeah, he and Chris have opened the beers.
Oh, right.
You look stressed. Can I help?
Oh, no, it's fine.
Shall I open this?
Yeah, you go ahead, Fallon. I'm not drinking.
What?
I know, but with work and all the schmoozing I've had to do lately, I'm trying to give my body a rest.
Oh, can't you rest it tomorrow?
No, sorry. I just need to get this sorted.
Just one of those, isn't it? And the one we saw, it was like it had a 70-inch screen. It was enormous.
Well, that's just technology these days, isn't it? They keep improving things. So what? Are we supposed to keep buying replacements all the time?
Absolutely, you're right. Oh, hey. Hey, love.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah.
Has the chef kicked you out?
Well, I could say that.
You kidding?
No, of course. I think she just needs a minute.
Oh. Well, where's your drink?
Well, Alice isn't drinking tonight, so I didn't want to open this.
Oh, let me.
Oh.
You have a seat. I'll fetch some glasses, all right? I'll be back in a sec.
Thanks, Bert.
Oh, come on, please. Ouch! Oh.
Is everything okay in here?
Have you left them?
No, it's okay. I'm going straight back. Aren't they supposed to be rounder, the cofters?
Yeah, please go and let me sort this.
All right, well, first, let's open this. It'll help you relax. I don't know what you're getting so tetchy about.
Yeah, I told you, I'm not drinking, Chris. Now go and see to our guests. Please.
We are. Oh, that's great. Thanks, mate. She all right in there?
Oh, yes. No, she gets like this when she's making an effort.
It's like Harrison and DIY.
Oh, ha-ha.
No, really? Oh, go on, Fallon. What's he like?
Just moaning all the time and refusing to even glance at the instructions.
I don't need them.
Basically what most blokes do.
Oof, well, that's fighting talk.
Well, if anyone can moan, it's you, Fallon Rogers.
You could outmoan me any day of the week.
I am with Fallon on that one, mate.
Oh, traitor.
Well, you guys should do Alan's Lent Challenge.
PC Bones could not do that.
Me? She has a quarter she has to fill each day, I reckon. 100 morns at least, no less.
Oh, my gosh. If Alice hadn't worked so hard, you'd be wearing that salad.
Okay, so I'm sorry for the slight delay.
That's fine. And you're on, Bones.
What?
So, I'll do it, if you will.
Oh, the Lent challenge.
I think that's what the lady means, pal.
Well, you're on. And I'll tell you what, by the end of Lent, you'll have coughed up more than it would have cost you for a new telly.
We'll see. Oh, sorry, Alice. Oh. These two have been winding me up. Carry on.
So, the lamb kofters seem to have fallen apart in the pan. It's sort of kofta mince and flatbreads.
Ooh. Well, come on then. I'm starving.
Oh, the flatbreads.
Oh. Right, well, hey, make a start on this mince and the salad and stuff, guys,
sure.
At least.
Yeah, cheers. Nice. Thanks.
Okay. It's more like crisp breads than flatbreads. I'm afraid I left them in the oven too long.
Oh, it all smells delish. Mm. Sit down.
So you just put whatever you want in the flatbread with the toppings of choice and roll them up and eat it.
Right.
Great.
Oh, great. Thank you. So, a few of the lads at the station were passing around sponsor forms for that sport relief. Thought I might have a crack at it myself.
What, Lent challenge not enough for you?
Oh. Mm.
I'm, I don't think these flatbreads will roll.
You nearly had me eye out.
Guys.
Hey, you can use these for sport relief. Table tennis bats.
Harrison.
It's all right, Fallon. Chris actually forgot the binding agent. So if I hadn't been dealing with the cofferters falling apart, you'd be able to roll your flatbreads.
Well, that was fun.
Don't. It was awful.
Hey, I'm sorry. I know how much you wanted a break from everything.
But everything we said came out wrong with Alice tonight.
It didn't help. She wasn't drinking.
Mm.
Hey. You know, I don't suppose she's, you know, pregnant.
No. No, they must have argued before we got there.
Well, there's always Freddy's club night at the ball to rescue the evening.
Nah, you go ahead. I fancy being at home.
Me too.
You don't have to play the hero. Go.
I reckon we should head back and snuggle up in your salvaged armchair.
Mm, sounds perfect.
Do you need a hand with the kitchen?
No, I'll do it in the morning, working from home.
So, you're really not drinking?
I told you, I'm having a little break.
And there's no other reason?
Oh, I'm not pregnant, Chris.
No, right. Well, in which case, a drink might have helped. I can't believe we're two young couples having a night of it, and they're out the door by 10.
I'm sorry.
You set it all up, invite them to dinner, and then you won't even join in the conversation. It was embarrassing, Alice.
Well, how do you think I felt, with dinner literally falling apart while you were all in fits of giggles, playing table tennis with my bread?
We'd had a few beers, that's all. And Harrison just cracks me up with his one-liners. Anyway, I thought this was supposed to be an apology for last week.
It was, honestly.
All I'm saying is, one little glass might have helped take the edge off. It can be difficult to be around sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry, come here. How about we have a little one now, eh? Wind down a bit. Nightcap, what do you say?
Okay.
That's the spirit.
Breakfast in the office again.
I'm sorry. It's been a bit of a week.
Not just for you.
No.
So, you're not avoiding Kate, then?
No, of course not.
Well, I could have done with your help at breakfast. It isn't easy watching our children fall like dominoes.
They're doing no such thing.
Oh. First Adam has a buyer pull out, then Alice loses Price Barman, and now there's Kate.
And where's she?
Kate? Oh, she's at the Nest. Oh. Alice could do with a company. Dinner with Fallon and Harrison wasn't a success.
Oh, to live in a world where deflated soufflés were my only concern.
His disgruntled daughters you ought to be thinking about. You can't avoid Kate forever.
I'm not avoiding her.
She's on the warpath since the issues at Lowmead are now affecting Spiritual Home. She told Alice she was considering agreeing to have that youth group from Birmingham.
Do we have to get into this right now?
Well, I had to hear it over breakfast and, well, you can hear it now.
Why? Because it's my fault?
Well, it is.
Thanks, Jenny.
And the more this thing keeps unfolding, the more I think it's time we did tell the children.
Oh, blast. Is that the time already? I said I'd meet Pete on the range half an hour ago.
Oh, Brian.
What? I have to keep this place running. I can't sit over a pot of tea complaining about how bad things are, can I?
Oh, are you implying?
I'm not implying anything, Jenny. I'll see you later.
Fine.
Oh, morning, Ruth.
Hi, Eddie.
I've just been telling Ruth, if your father ain't going to touch his breakfast, can he let me know in advance? We've not made a money.
I'd have had it.
No, that's not the point, Eddie.
Well, you keep telling me you ate waste and then you go and chuck it away.
Well, it don't do Joe no good to have you eating his dinners. Oh, I've got William on one hand, won't let me so much as breathe near him.
Oh, he just wants everyone to keep the mitts off Nick's stuff, especially after Emma and the mug-washing incident.
The what?
How am I supposed to help him if I'm not allowed to touch anything, eh, Ruth? And then I've got Joe, always out, barely eats. What am I supposed to do?
Keep it down, love. Is Poppy in there?
Oh, yeah, sorry. You're right, poor lamb's watching telly.
It's okay.
Here, sit down, love.
These things take time. Can't rush them.
That's what worries me. Pain like this. If it sets in, they may end up never speaking to each other again.
Clary, it's easy to forget, but you have to look after yourself first. I wish I could do more.
Oh, I'm not sure anyone can help with William and Joe. Each as stubborn as the other.
With William up at Greenwood, mostly, and Dad keeping out the way, it's impossible to even get them in the same room these days.
What are we going to do?
Maybe you need to do what Eddie said.
Me?
Yeah, get them in the same room. Let them sort it out between themselves.
You think?
Oh, I don't know, Ruth. They've both got a temper on them when they want. Might make it worse if we force things. I mean, William went to Brian's sooner than he should and ended up throwing his job in Brian's face.
Yeah, I'd heard.
Oh, I'm just glad Brian was so understanding when I spoke to him yesterday. Assured me William's job is safe.
The way I see it, Joe loves Will and Will loves Joe.
Yes.
It's the people we love the most that we fight hardest with. Maybe if you get them in the same room.
I think you've got a point there, Ruth.
Of course I understand, Kate, but so should you.
Brian?
We'll talk tonight.
I didn't know you were lurking up here.
Oh, just changing my shirt when she rang.
Oh, what did she want?
Oh, she and her sister had a tipple over lunch, and she decided to call me and let me know exactly who she blames for Spiritual Home's looming decline.
Well, I told her that was coming.
Oh, thank you.
Ruth's here.
Oh, that's all I need. Look, tell her I'm busy.
Well, I can't.
Why not?
Well, she called yesterday, and I told her you'd be free to meet her at midday.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Oh, well, it must have slipped my mind.
Oh, all right. Look, you might want to call Kate back and calm her down. If she thinks I put the phone down now, she'll bring a shotgun to dinner.
You did put the phone down on her.
Just call her and tell her to go easy on me. Please, Jenny.
Oh, anything you want, Brian.
Ruth, you wanted to see me.
Thanks, Brian. It was actually to get a handle on the situation at Lawmead.
Look, as I said before, it's an unfortunate situation, but nothing for you to worry about.
Except I am worried. Businesses have already pulled out. Adams Buyer for one, and Price Bowman.
Yes?
You didn't mention Price Bowman on Monday.
Well, I didn't need to. It had nothing to do with Lawmead.
So it wasn't down to the bad publicity?
No.
Because I heard it's all they wanted to talk about at the Blackgrass Conference.
Well, that's unfortunate. Agreed. But it's the rumour mill working overtime, Ruth. It's hardly...
How's Spiritual Home doing now Kate's back?
Fine.
Good. I'm surprised. I guess not disturbed by the noise of the diggers and all the coming and going at Lawmead.
Did you come to ask me how we're doing or tell me?
What are you doing standing in the hallway? Do go through, Ruth.
Oh, it's okay.
We're fine. Ruth's just here to check I haven't run Home Farm completely into the ground.
Brian, no one is holding you personally responsible.
Aren't you?
No. I'm only looking out for Rory's interests, as you asked me to. But it's not easy to do when you shut me out.
Rory's interests are in no danger, Ruth.
Brian.
And I'm keeping a very close eye, doing everything in my power to make sure it stays that way. Every damn thing I do for this farm is for my children, all of them. And I don't need you or anyone else keeping checks on me.
Ruth, I'm just...
Home Farm is a solid business, and I can assure you it's not going anywhere.
Oh, I'm so sorry. He's just under rather a lot of pressure at the moment.
Clearly.
It's been one thing after another, and, well, it's my fault, really. I arranged for you to speak, and then I forgot to tell him.
It's fine, Jennifer. I'll see you. Hmm? Bye, then.
You're early.
I put a wash in and fell asleep on the sofa for a bit.
Oh.
Thought I'd head over when I woke up.
That's good. You probably needed the rest.
Yeah. Where is she?
Oh, Poppy. Oh, I should have said... I had to pop into the dairy and she had so much fun playing with Jack and Helen.
Well, where is she then?
Well, Helen took her home, said she'd drop her back round about now.
Mum?
Oh, William.
If you could have seen her face making Jack giggle.
Yeah, she likes toddlers.
And Jack likes her right back. Now, you go put the kettle on. I just need to make a phone call.
OK.
You've been out here a while.
Oh, I would head back in, actually. I'm expecting a call from Justin.
He'll just have to wait.
Jenny.
Oh, I mean it, Brian. I've got something to say, and you will hear it.
OK.
This past couple of weeks, watching our children struggle, Adam and Alice, and now there's Kate.
I know, you must be...
Look, we need to tell them, Brian. We must tell them.
Listen, we agree.
Oh, I agreed to give it some time, but it's just getting worse. They need to know, in case the truth comes out.
And what if it doesn't? What if they never needed to know, and we put them through it anyway?
And if they find out...
Well, that'll only happen if we tell them.
Or if the insurance company decides it won't pay out.
I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't think? We are beyond that, Brian. You said yourself we are hemorrhaging money.
I mean, it's not definite, Jenny, that there's still a chance they'll pay up in the end.
Oh, Brian,
Jenny,
don't...
please, not yet. I built this farm into what it is today, and you've always been beside me. So trust me. I have a good instinct, and my instinct tells me this will turn out all right in the end.
40 years ago, had you chosen to include me in your decision, you might have been convincing me with the same words. Trust me, Jenny, it'll turn out all right in the end.
But this isn't over yet. We don't need to do this. Adam found a new buyer, and we'll find a replacement for Bryce Bowman soon enough, I'm certain of it. And Kate... Our children will not pay for my stupid mistake, Jenny, I promise.
If this gets out, they'll know I wanted to tell them and you stopped me. I'm going to start dinner.
You do that.
And you might want to stay out here a little bit longer.
Oh, William. Good to see you, son.
Dad.
Right. Well, I'd love a brew if the kettle's still hot.
Sure.
Sit down, Dad. I just need to find Clary.
Do you want a cup?
Wouldn't say no. Oh, I'm very sorry I hadn't been to see you this week, William. I just can't...
Oh, you're all right. Just sit down.
Well,
Look, I'm sorry.
No, you've nothing to be sorry for.
Well, I have. Well, I shouldn't have behaved like that. Not with you. Not with anyone. I am sorry.
No, I'm done.
I wanted to say, Grandad, I think she would have been pleased it was you with her. She had a soft spot for you, didn't she? I
think it was my dancing what impressed her.
Yeah, that would be it. Well, I tried to tell her that I changed my mind about the classes... Oh, I've been so angry before when she kept going on about us learning.
No, don't you go punishing yourself with thoughts like that.
I've been so angry at people.
Now, what's happened to you shouldn't happen to nobody. Especially not to a young man in his prime. And the little ones. It's enough to break anybody's heart.
Oh, Grandad. She's gone, Grandad. She ain't coming back, is she?
No, son. She ain't coming back.
Oh, what am I going to do? How am I going to... I mean, what am I meant to do?
The only thing you can do. Put one foot in front of the other, William. The rest will take care of itself. Nick loved you and them kitties. Do anything for you, she would. You got to keep going for them. For her.
Oh, I don't know how.
Oh, you'll figure it out. Ain't going to be no walk round the green, but you'll find your way. You were not alone, William Grundy.
What about Poppy? She's only 4. What if she forgets Nick?
We've all got to make sure she don't. And we will. Her mother was a saint. And we won't let her nor nobody forget it.
This is the BBC.
We're no longer living in the 1880s. For goodness sake, this is 1918.
Home front, a woman's place.
What the female sex has never grasped is that there's emotion and then there's reason and never the twain shall meet.
The return of Radio 4's epic drama set exactly 100 years ago to the day.
Are you here for an interview?
What interview?
The Women's Army Auxiliary Corps are looking to recruit women with skills.
The new series of Home Front.
One's already deserted to marry a Canadian.
One? Out of how many? 6,000 or so? The country should be grateful to them.
You can subscribe to the Homefront podcast via your preferred podcast app or via the Homefront pages of the BBC Radio 4 website.